This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The first of many freezer-packed COVID-19 vaccine vials made their way to distribution sites across the United States on Sunday. News cameras caught the trucks leaving the Pfizer facility in the U.S. state of Michigan for the first time on Sunday as the nation's pandemic deaths approached a horrifying new milestone of 300,000. The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, the first to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, is one that health officials hope the American public will embrace. The first of two shots are expected to be given in the coming week to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Government officials confirm the U.S. Treasury Department and other government agencies may have been hacked by a sophisticated group working for Russia. The hackers are believed to have stolen information related to internet and telecommunications policymaking. U.S. National Security Council officials met on Saturday at the White House to discuss the reports. NSC spokesman John Ulyat said, "The U.S. government is aware of the reports and they're taking necessary steps to identify and remedy any possible issues." The Reuters news agency, which first reported the breach, said U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that hackers use similar means to break into other agencies. Later on Sunday, the Commerce Department confirmed one of its agencies was breached. Niger voted in a long-delayed municipal and regional election on Sunday. The vote comes a day after local officials say an attack by the Boko Haram jihadist group claimed at least 27 lives. The attack also happening 2 weeks ahead of a landmark presidential election.